Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation, we're getting asked, hey, what's going on? Are you guys going to be giving away money pretty soon? Yeah, we got you.
Someone asked me this yesterday.
I know. They asked us when Beat the Bank's coming back.
Well, yesterday.
We got some for you. We'll tell you what's going on. We got some details happening. Does That Make Me Crazy? It's coming up in 20 minutes. Again, you can start texting that in at 800-543-3548. Make sure you hashtag Does That Make Me Crazy, especially if you drop a DM in the Instagram world at Kid Nation. Anna's looking at those. If you want to end up on the radio, we got you. And part-time Justin, he's got a new project. He wants to share it with the world.
Okay.
Is this going to turn into a new lucrative career? Maybe. I don't know, man.
Wow.
I don't know. We'll find out. And Jenna, maybe on the hunt for a new best friend.
Yeah.
What happened, Jenna?
Well, maybe my best friend's on the hunt for a new best friend.
Well, if she's on a hunt, then you're going to be on the hunt, too.
I committed a horrible faux pas, but I know when I explain it to y'all, you will just have... I would like to think everyone listening will have some sense of empathy for me in this situation.
At the end of this, we are all going to determine if we side with Jenna or her best friend.
800-542-3544.
We'll speak to her as well and see where her head's at.
Okay.
So about a month ago, I live in the moment. And then when I realized, oh my gosh, we have a long weekend coming up for Labor Day, I thought this is the perfect chance to get out of town. I know a lot of y'all, we were all planning on getting out of town once we realized. So the second I realized we had an extra day off work, it made it feasible to go to my favorite place, Mexico.
Shout out.
So I asked Juan Snow, my Mexican lover. He's up to love
status
now.
Kinsey, if you're listening,
whoa.
I will only be referred to as Mexican lover from now on.
I have a Mexican lover, Juan Snow. I asked him if he would like to join me to go to Cabo. I love Cabo. Him and I have not been together since we've been dating. I thought it would be a perfect time for us to do it. And he goes, sorry, babe. I have to work.
Sorry, babe.
So not a moment goes by before I call one of my closest girlfriends, Carly. Now, she's married and a mom of two, but she is super spontaneous. And she's one of those girlfriends for me that I know I could, you know, she would be there for me at a moment's notice. And she might be down to travel if she can figure out arrangements. Now, I'm not even kidding. Not 5 minutes goes by, she booked our flights.
Wow.
So I booked the hotel and some activities, dinner reservations, on and on. So we're
so
pumped. So that's about a month ago.
Girls trip.
Done.
Nice.
Girls weekend.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to get away. We work a lot together as well. She actually designs all my packaging for my Fittish skincare products. So it's really great. We have a great friendship and a great working relationship.
And Carly's this girl that you want at all your parties, by the way. She's hilarious.
Her and Kinsey get along great.
Life of the party.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen her in a bad mood. I'm not sure she can possibly have one of those.
Until this weekend, maybe.
Exactly.
Things are horribly wrong, JC.
This is why it blew me away that Jenna told me Carly was disappointed in her.
Okay, so the day before we were supposed to leave, you know, I got out of work and her and I actually booked a training session together. So we're working out. We did some shopping, you know, all the usual things that you would do before going out of town. So I went home and I went to pack and she had to go back to work and work late. So anyway, so I'm packing all my new outfits that I ordered, some like sail swimsuits, you know, end of year, very exciting. And I was getting my purse together. Can't find my passport.
Oh, you need that.
Now, I'm one of those that, I mean, it may be a fault, but I keep my passport with me all the time in this work bag, especially because, you know, I had just gone to Europe. And I remember, you know, I had it in Vegas and I actually kind of got into a little bit of a thing with Juan Snow about it because he's like, your purse is exposed and your passport. Why do you always have your passport? I go, because I don't want to lose it. So I keep it on my person all the time.
Sure.
So I look in all the usual places. I have the junk drawer in the kitchen where I would keep it. It's not there.
Oh, boy.
I look through, you know, my little office that's downstairs. I've converted a room into an office. I look through everything there. Not there.
Oh, boy.
I keep looking before I make that call because I don't want to concern Carly because I'm sure I'm going to find it. I'm just a little disorganized. Look in the car, on and on. I'm finally like, you know what? I'm just going to call her to let her know I can't find it right now, but I'll probably find it. And I'm going to look until I find it. Yeah. Yeah, because we're not leaving until the next morning after we do the show.
Okay.
So I call her. When I call her, I hear... like her kids in her face screaming. She goes, I can't wait to get out of town.
Oh, yeah.
Kids like her little girl's Piper's like squeaking a toy in her face. Just like, mom, mom, mom. She's like, oh, I can't wait. I go, Carly. So this is the thing. I can't right now at this moment locate my passport. Well, let's just bring it full circle. I spent 6 hours tearing my townhome apart with my boyfriend, drove up to work late at night, looked everywhere. Passport is gone.
You even sent your boyfriend to a car shop.
So he had gotten in a wreck. Remember, yeah. I told you all about that. I thought, well, maybe it's in his car. I mean, when I tell you I looked everywhere, this passport is not in my townhome. This passport was either taken from my purse or I left it on an airplane or something. I have no idea. I retraced my steps. It's gone. Yeah, he had a manager let him into the car dealership and the auto body shop at 7:30 at night. Wow. to look for my passport. He wanted to lie and say he found it, even if he didn't, but the guy helped him look. It wasn't there. We put some people out trying to find it. So I called her. She was sending me memes the whole time, you know, like a nervous monkey biting its nails, like just waiting on me.
Surely you'll find it, you know.
Yeah, she's expecting good news.
Yeah.
Jenna will come through.
Yeah, you lose stuff all the time, but you find it eventually. Yeah.
I didn't sleep at all that night. I told her we decided in the morning she was going to call and see if we could change the flights. I found out that you can actually go get a passport from the federal building downtown if you have proof of travel that's imminent. So you can go in and get a passport in 3 hours. So I thought, as soon as I get out of work,
perfect.
I made an appointment. I went down. I actually sat there, had all my paperwork, had a little photo from the last time I had a passport photo done, got, you know, all my stuff together as she got on the phone to try and change our flights to a later flight. Within 2 hours, 3 hours, got my passport.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You didn't get the passport.
Perfect.
I bet that was cheap.
It wasn't bad, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so lesson here is don't pay some of those places that charge you $500 to get a passport in 24 hours because they just go through this. You can do it yourself if you get to show up in the morning during the week.
That's good to know.
Another lesson, don't look the night before for your passport. Ultimately, the only flight we could get on would take 45 hours with a day and a half layover in Phoenix. So we were not able to go to Cabo after all. I spent the entire weekend. I felt so sick. Yeah, we decided, no, Phoenix is great. But we don't want to spend 45 hours to get to Cabo for, you know, 2 days at this point. So we couldn't, because of how busy it was, rebook a flight. So I met Carly later on Friday. We went to one of our favorite Mexican food establishments because, you know, it's like Cabo Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
She was so upset at first, but I think she hit it so well. So I genuinely spent the entire weekend making it up to her. The hotel room was non-refundable.
Oh, so that's
fine. I spent an hour on the phone with them and explained to them what happened. They gave me credit to come back any other weekend. I managed to get that.
Really?
Yeah. I was sick, y'all. I was sick for to my stomach. I mean, imagine how you would feel. Like, you hear about this happening. I never thought I would lose a passport. And she was so kind about it. She was like, Jenna, I didn't even look for mine until you told me that you couldn't find yours. I mean, why would you look for it since you travel? I think people that travel a lot, you always think you have it.
Yeah.
If you haven't been out of the country in a year, you look for that passport. But well, I've had it.
Let's talk to Carly and see how she's feeling this morning after she did not have her vacation that she was looking forward to in a month. Hi, Carly.
Hi, how are you guys?
I can feel the disappointment in your voice.
Yeah, I just want to give you a phone hug right now. I'm so sad.
I know.
I'm sorry Jenna did this to you.
It's okay. I forgive her.
You handled it so well. You really did. And I think I tried to say, you know what, our life's pretty good, you know, that we were even able to go out of town. I kept trying to tell her, like, you know, the world's a bad place.
Sure.
The world is a bad place. And, you know, I don't want to complain that I wasn't able to go to Mexico for the weekend, but we were really excited about it. And I know she has a lot of, you know, she comes home to kids every night.
Craziness.
I come home to the most insane 2-year-old that exists out there. So I was really looking forward to this trip. I needed it bad.
Was your husband low-key happy that you didn't go on this trip?
I think so, because then he got to go golfing this weekend and do everything he wanted to do, so yeah.
Did it ever cross your mind to go ahead and go on the trip without Jeff?
Yes, I told her, didn't we? We said go with your husband and that my boyfriend and I would watch her two kids. And
okay.
What did you say to that?
Wow.
I said, I don't want to go with my husband. I was looking forward to not momming and, you know, wifing all weekend.
We were having drinks. She's like, I don't want to go home. I don't want a mom. I don't want a wife.
I want a friend.
I know. She was so, I mean, Carly, you were so sweet about it. I would have been so mad at me if I were you.
Well, I mean, I didn't even look for my passport till you said that too. So I can't really be mad about that. It could happen to anybody. But yeah, it was disappointing, of course. So I would be lying if I said I wasn't disappointed, but I wasn't mad.
Jenna, at any time did you think about maybe perhaps sneaking into Mexico?
No. It's easy to sneak in. It's just harder to sneaking out.
No, you have to have a passport.
I just got to.
They check your passport. What? Get in with the.
You can wiggle your way in.
Yeah, you can wiggle.
What? In the body of the airplane?
Yeah,
like underneath?
Yeah, you can get in.
No, I did not think about that. Yeah. So, no, I booked Carly an 80-minute massage. I truly spent the first part of the weekend trying to make it up to her, but it was just kind of hard because we had these plans and we didn't know what else to do.
So, when are you guys going to do the makeup trip?
We're actually talking about maybe, Carly, do you want to, we're talking about going to Mexico City for Day of the Dead.
Oh, Día de los Muertos.
She's never been, and we want to do that, so we may use our airfare for that. I don't know. I'm so sorry. I mean, it's annoying to keep saying sorry, but that's really where it stands.
You'll probably have to take the husbands and the boyfriend for that one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
She's going to have to wife.
Yeah, it won't be no wifing, so.
Well,
we'll have to do another girl trip. I mean, we have a credit to that hotel, so we'll have to use that hotel at some point.
Well, Carly, just go to TripAdvisor and just look up Cabo and the resort that you guys were supposed to stay at and just kind of feel the vibe of Mexico.
Yeah.
We said that the whole weekend. We drank some frozen drinks all weekend.
Yeah, you drank a margarita. Yeah, it's just like being there.
It was pouring down rain when we went to the pool and we're like, it wouldn't rain in Cabo.
All right, Carly, well, we'll let you get back to your screaming 2-year-old.
Oh, yay. Thank you. Can't wait.
Yeah, have fun. Sorry you didn't get to go on your trip, but Carly, if you decide you do want a new best friend, you maybe you could put up a post on ZipRecruiter.
Well, you know what? I tell you what, ZipRecruiter, there's this lady by the name of Gretchen. She needed to hire a game artist. What a cool job.
A game artist?
Yeah, for her education tech company. Now, she knew it wouldn't be easy to find someone to grow with her company. That's why she went with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter doesn't just depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. They have a powerful matching technology that identifies people with the right experience and invites those people to apply for your job so you get qualified candidates fast. Gretchen posted her job on ZipRecruiter. And she said she was impressed with how quickly she found qualified candidates. If you need someone for a position at your company, please go to ZipRecruiter.com/KIDD. That's ZipRecruiter.com/KID. And try them out. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire.
And coming up next, we're going to do Does That Make Me Crazy? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-PEAK-IT.
Now, these are the weird things you've always done, Kid Nation, and you want to call us up, tell us about it, and then ask us, hey, does that make me crazy, Kid Nation? Like, I think it's kind of weird. I got one here from the phone real quick.
All right.
On the text, I had to leave the house, and my boyfriend was on the toilet, and he said, wait, come kiss me before you leave.
No.
And I did.
No.
Yes, that makes you crazy.
Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Yo, no.
Yes.
Bye.
I guess crazy in love right there.
Right.
Oh. That's a weird one right there. Oh. All right, Kid Nation, we'll take your calls, your text messages. You can slip into the DMs at Kid Nation on Instagram and Twitter. Anna's looking at those, and we'll talk to you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, before we get into Does That Make Me Crazy, an announcement to make.
Okay.
The Beat the Bank Vault is closed.
Oh.
I know, again, a lot of people asking about Beat the Bank. Is it coming back? Oh, starting Monday, the Beat the Bank ATM is going to be open. Yes.
Oh. Cash.
And you could win $5,000. So here's how it works. Listen to call in at 7:20 and 8:20 a.m. Central each weekday.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, we're going to give you four numbers in the ATM PIN code. Two callers will each try to get a code in the ATM. So we're going to give you the numbers. Your job is to decide, hey, which order should I put those numbers in?
Okay.
If your code does work, the ATM will spit out $5,000 to you instantly.
Whoa!
The PIN code will stay the same until someone wins the money, so keep track of all the wrong guesses.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
There's going to be, there's plenty of ways that
you can use those numbers.
A lot of combos there, Jenna. And when someone wins, we'll go ahead and reload the ATM, change up the PIN code, and then try again. So listen, every time we play, keep track of the wrong guesses so that you don't make a wrong guess. And so when you get through, you don't waste a guess.
Yeah.
So that Beat the Bank ATM.
I wanted to scream, and I stopped.
Not extreme.
Yeah, it's just ATM. Beat the bank.
Pavlov's dog.
ATM. Ugh. Yeah, we'll figure out how we're going to say it.
Got it.
All right, now let's get to Does That Make Me Crazy, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I realized something this weekend when I was on the road trip
Okay.
that I do. You know what? When I'm on a long road trip, 3 hours, I'm talking about 3-4 hours, I make a best car friend. And this is a real friendship. I have emotions towards this person.
Yeah.
And we stick together.
We
pass
until they exit.
Yeah, if they're behind me, I make sure I give them enough room so that they can stay behind me, and we weave in and out of traffic together.
Okay.
In fact, my best friend on the road trip this time around stopped at the same gas station.
Did y'all speak?
We spoke.
Or just kind of nod?
He parked next to me.
Yeah.
And he looked completely different than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It was an older dude. Like, he was in his 70s. And he gave me the nod. I was like, hey. I rolled down my window and I said, you know, we're best friends right now. And he goes, yes, sir. Does that make me crazy?
Yes, delusional.
That's kind of cool.
Best buddy right there.
Yeah.
And then when he parted ways, I got sad.
Yeah.
Like, my friend's gone forever. I'm never going to see him again.
See, but... That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like road trip friend. He stuck with me for 3 hours before he finally went on his own.
Oh, what a shame.
Didn't even get his name. I just called him Silver Lexus.
Silver Lexus. Bye, Silver Lexus.
My best friend.
I have one. Does it make me crazy? Just coming off of not being able to find my passport, I punished myself, and I decided I had too many things, and maybe that's why I couldn't find it. So I literally got rid of more than half of my belongings. And they're all at the women's shelter if you want to go through them. Nice. But I would like people that don't have things to go there. But over half of my belongings.
Jenna punished herself because of what she did.
I said it's because I have too many things.
Did you take the trash bag full of thongs?
That was different.
No, this is full of designer shoes, though.
Oh.
Go get you some.
I got rid of just about everything I own.
At the women's shelter.
Does that make me crazy?
No, that makes you cool, Jenna. I'm glad you did that.
Me too.
Yeah. Get back to the
community. I feel light.
Christina wrote us and said, my husband wants me to see if I'm crazy or not, guys. You get to confirm it.
Sure.
I eat the shrimp tails when I eat shrimp. So basically, I eat the entire shrimp. Does that make me crazy?
Is that cheddar?
They are just so good and flavorful. LOL.
When y'all had that shrimp eating contest, he was going tails in.
Then I had to go tails in because he was doing it.
Is that scratch coming out? Because they don't...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't imagine
they break down somewhat.
Somewhat it does, but it's still not the most comfortable thing in the world the few hours that follow.
Mm.
People eat all sorts of fried things. Yeah. As long as they're fried, I'm not going to call it crazy. It's just a unique taste.
But that would be like eating the nails on an animal, like people a steak that has little nails on it.
People eat pig's feet. People eat chicken feet.
Christina is crazy.
All right.
Haven't done it once before. It's
never
crazy.
Never even heard of it.
Oh, Christina's outside.
No way. You're crazy, girl.
I'm going to look you in the eyes. You crazy.
Shrimp tail.
Eating the shrimp tail. What's up, Nate? Nate.
Nate.
I eat bacon with my powdered sugar.
Wow.
Hmm. Hold on, Nate.
I stick it.
You put powdered sugar on your bacon and eat it.
Yum.
Yep.
I think it's great.
I like syrup on my bacon. I think that's cool.
It's like candied bacon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds pretty cool to me, buddy.
Yeah, you're like a culinary expert is what you are. I don't know if you're crazy, man. I'm gonna.
Do you want to be crazy, Nate?
Thank you, but yes, I do want to be crazy.
You're crazy, man.
You're crazy then,
buddy. You're the craziest, nuttiest call we've had all day.
That's right. Nate, are you in first or second grade?
Second
grade.
Yeah.
How's it going? How's second grade going?
Good.
Yeah. Good. Have you gotten in trouble yet?
One
time. Okay, that's not bad.
He brought powdered sugar to school.
That's all good.
Yeah.
What
did you do?
Your son showed up with this powdered
this
substance.
Bag of powdered sugar.
Nate, what did you do to get in trouble?
Well, whenever I did it, we were outside playing, and then all of a sudden, one of my friends comes over and starts pushing me and all, so I tried to push him back, and then we both got in trouble.
That's right. They always catch the second guy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They
You're
always
just defending.
Do, buddy.
You're just defending yourself.
Yeah. I'm on Team Nate on this
me
one.
Me too. You still crazy.
Crazy, Nate.
Oh, you crazy,
yeah.
Nate. Yeah.
Be careful, second grade. He's coming in hot this morning. You have a good day, Nate. My buddy right there. Everybody's buddy, Nate.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bissette.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. All right, hit us with your crazy. What do you do?
So every morning before I head to work, after I kiss my boyfriend, I always like to smell his chin.
His chin.
Is he a bearded man or he just has a naked chin?
No. So it's actually, for some reason, it just smells so sweaty and it smells so good.
Well, then you just really like his pheromones.
Sweaty chin.
But it's just his chin. It's so weird. Okay. My stepdaughter actually thinks it's like the nastiest thing ever.
Yeah, she's not wrong. Yeah, but that is pretty crazy.
Sweaty chin. Wow.
It's crazy.
Sweaty chins over there. Just picture her.
Please smell your chin, baby.
Yeah. I wish, find yourself a woman that loves you as much as Bissette loves her husband's chin.
Maybe a little Adam's apple.
Boyfriend's chin. Yeah, I've never had my wife sniff me that way.
Yeah, huh?
She's not like that, not like every time.
Like I'm your sure neck she... or something. I love sniffing my husband's neck. Yeah.
Every time you sniff it?
Not every time, but I love sniffing that.
Speaking of sniffing, from the text, this morning I saw my fiance put on deodorant both in his armpit and on the outside of his arm. He said it smells better that way. Is he crazy or am I?
Where?
So I guess armpit and then outside
bicep?
The arm, like, yeah, like
bicep
the,
or tricep?
The tricep, in between the bicep and tricep area, I guess.
Huh.
Side of the arm.
I've never heard of that one.
I dabbed it on my chest.
Yeah, I've dabbed it like on the shoulder.
Yeah.
I mean the inner shoulder.
If I forgot my...
The rotator cuff.
My the arm fat.
Yeah, my cologne or something, I'll just dab it on my...
That's like body spray, you know, that deodorant body spray. So that can go anywhere.
Yeah, a little weird though. A little crazy.
Different.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a little different. What's up, Ken?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, bud.
What's up, man? Your crazy involves going to the stores, huh?
Oh, yeah. Anytime I have to return something for my wife or my girlfriends, in the past, actually, better watch out and say that.
Yeah.
Anytime I have to return anything, I never sign my name to the receipts when they ask you at Walmart or Lowe's to return. I always sign celebrity names, and I've done this for, like, years, and no one's ever caught on.
Yeah, they don't care. Like, whatever. Thank you, Brad Pitt.
I've been Brad Pitt. I've been Tom Selleck. I've been Tom Cruise. I mean, I just find anybody's name that comes to mind.
That's pretty good. No, please, I like that one, Ken.
Please be Big Al one time, just for the heck of it.
Next time he will.
Yeah.
You got it, Big Al. I will certainly do that.
I would be honored.
I do sign you up for the email stuff.
Thanks,
I use Al's email.
I don't need you to do that, Jason. Yeah. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah, every time they ask me for an email, Big Al Mac.
That's a good tip.
Yeah. Use it. It's pretty cool.
Thank you. I will use that. I didn't sign up for some free information on this website the other day because I didn't want to give my email address. Now, I'll just give Big Al.
No!
If I go to the fair and, you know, they ask you to sign up if you want to get, like, a free prize or something.
Thank you.
Big Al Mac.
No!
That never dawned on me till this very moment that I could do that.
No!
I'm just waiting for Big Al to show up one day and say, hey, JC, I got an email saying you want a car. Still waiting for that one. Yeah. From the text, I volunteer walking dogs at the pound. And I give the dogs I walk nicknames like Spine Eater and Skull Crusher, but only when they're small and cute. Does that make me crazy?
No, that's cute.
Yeah, that makes me like that.
I did not know that was a thing, but it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that makes you cool crazy. And thank you for walking the dogs at the pound. That's a really cool deal that you're doing. Yeah. What's going on the Instagram, Anna? What the crazy?
Yeah, Kenny slid into the DMs and he said, when I'm out doing errands with my wife, I like to talk to strangers in a Scottish or Irish accent. Does that make me crazy?
But his wife's like, oh, God. She's so over it.
That makes you cool. What's up, Emily?
Oh, hi. I never actually thought I was crazy, but I thought it was pretty normal until you guys said something about it earlier on the radio about the girl kissing her man on the toilet.
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, here's the thing. My man and I, like, if he's in the bathroom or in the shower or whatever, we'll do pretty much anything. We've eaten, like, kissed, you name it. It's probably meant to be while he's on the toilet. I thought that was normal, but does that make us crazy?
Some people are just very open.
Yes. I want my space.
Yeah.
Man, preferably if you would leave the house, that'd be great.
Right. Run up to the racetrack.
And leave the state.
Yeah. Yes.
The code is, hey, Kenzie, you got to go to Target? Oh, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Boom.
But you know what? Some couples are door open, policy with everything.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I can't.
No,
do it.
I don't.
Yeah, you're crazy, Emily.
I need about 30 years together before we get to that point.
Yeah. I haven't had children yet, so I'm like, maybe at that point.
And I get to relax.
Yeah, you can't always keep it sexy after that. Nah. But
oh, they walk in on you, too, the kids. No privacy with the kids.
Mm-mm-mm.
Hey, Dad, I want to show you something. You can't wait 5 minutes.
No.
Nope. Got to show you now. What is it? It was this cool video I saw on YouTube. What's up, James?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man. Hey. So, congrats on the new car.
Thank you.
So that involves you crazy, of course, right?
Yeah. I bought a new truck 10 months ago, and I love the new truck smell so much. I try to keep it as much as I can, so I've yet to break wind in it while I'm driving.
Really? Control right
now. Wow, 10 months.
That's one of the first things we do.
It's really hard because I work 30 minutes away, so whenever I get out of work and I hop in my truck and I get that urge, it's hard because I have to hold it for 30 minutes.
Well, you guys, you could do it before you enter the car.
Man, I guess.
Well, I don't get the feeling until I get inside of it and I start going.
Yeah.
It's about that, about moving. I don't know, for some odd reason.
See, that's the first thing I do every day after work.
Well, that's good to know. When I'm making eye contact with you as you get into your car to leave work, that's what you're doing.
Wow.
Because I don't want to do it at work, so I hold it.
Bye, JC.
Just the fact that he gave that some thought makes him kind of crazy.
That you can do that on command.
Yeah, right?
No, it's just like you've been holding it all day because I don't want to be disrespectful to you guys.
Pass? I mean, like...
I'm sure some slip out some here and there, but...
No, I mean, the urge doesn't pass. That's what she's asking.
You get the urge, but you hold it, and then it goes away.
Yeah, but...
Or you just hold on to it, and...
But then you get in the car, and you can just make it happen like that.
It just go. I just don't deny it.
It's strange.
Yeah.
It makes you crazy.
It's weird, right?
Yes.
It's like my body's on the clock, right?
Your body's crazy.
My body's on. So crazy. All right. Thanks for all your calls, Kid Nation. We appreciate your text messages, all that good stuff. We got another crazy round coming up next week. I feel like we divulged too much information on this bit.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe a little too deep on that.
Where do you put deodorant?
Someone wrote us on the text. I just saw it. She puts it underneath her boobies.
People do.
I've put it
sweaty.
That's a good
on
idea.
My like inner thighs because I was sweating a lot in my workout pants. So I thought maybe if I put deodorant there, I wouldn't have groin sweat.
There you go. All right.
I'm not going to be in a relationship for much longer.
Growing sweat and sweaty chin on the show tomorrow.
Yeah, that's coming up. Showbiz Top 5 coming up in about 30 minutes. And coming up next, we got to get into Kelly's wedding that she went to this weekend.
Right, my firstborn niece. We married her off.
Yeah,
Florida.
Your husband almost didn't want you to go.
No, he did not want me.
It was a little scary. So how did it go down? We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The show featuring Big Al Mack.
His growing's on fire.
Kelly Raspberry.
Hey, everybody, look at this.
Jenna.
I've been rubbed by all sorts of people, and they don't care what I call them.
And JC.
I pop out with frosting on my nipples.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, so we already talked about how Jenna was supposed to travel this past weekend, but unfortunately, she lost her passport.
Good, babe.
No bad, babe.
Might have been stolen.
And Kelly also was hopping on a plane this weekend, but you were maybe having second thoughts, or I know at least your husband was having second thoughts about you hopping on that plane.
Yeah, I had no second thoughts. My firstborn niece, my brother Ryan's oldest daughter, Riley, was getting married in Tampa, well, outside of Tampa, Florida, in a place called Land O' Lakes, Florida.
That's a cool name.
And I was going to be there no matter what. I mean, they were going to have to shut down the airport and not allow me to get there because
right.
I was going to go.
Because Hurricane Dorian was happening, you know, it was getting going.
I almost picked up the phone. I said, that would probably be inappropriate for me, not your husband or man, to call you and tell you this might not be a wise decision to travel. But I thought, I was like, Kelly, I don't know. Everything that you saw on TV Saturday.
Yeah.
Everything that you saw on TV said, don't go.
Don't go.
Evacuate, blah, blah, blah.
Everybody was in a complete state of panic.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, I thought, well, maybe if it picks up steam, it might get there. But
right.
I was flying in Friday after work and then flying back home Sunday. So I had, you know, we were off for Labor Day. So I was like, I have plenty of time.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, I will rent a car and drive.
You gave yourself a cushion.
Home.
Good.
But the whole time that morning, I'm packing and everything, getting ready. Alan's like,
it's not looking good, babe.
He gave me the updates, the wind speed categories, it's being upgraded and all this. And finally, I'm on the plane and he's still texting me. And he said, do you want me to stop giving you updates? I said, honey, I appreciate your concern, but it's going to be okay. The only thing I was worried about was it was going to rain on my niece's day.
Which is good luck, by the way.
Sounds really selfish and awful because, you know, this is it's a devastating hurricane and people are, you know, losing property, everything. Yeah. It's like, well, it's her wedding day. I want it to be perfect for her. And I woke up Saturday morning. The wedding was at 7 o'clock at night. It was beautiful.
I saw your videos. It looked like it was perfect.
Beautiful day.
Yeah.
And I was always kind of looking at her side. I like, are you sure you want an outdoor wedding August 31st in Florida?
Yeah.
Gonna be hot and everything. So we're driving around town. We're going, you know, to get lunch and things before the wedding. All the gas stations, there's trash bags over the pumps. All the gas is sold out everywhere. My mom, she went because they were staying in this little two-bedroom house where we were staying for the wedding, and she said she went to go get some snacks and drinks, you know, for the couple days we're going to be there. All the water's gone.
Oh boy,
people are panicking.
It would have been a really bad sign if the venue had been boarded up because they were worried about.
Well, they did do some. It was the reception area is like it's covered, but the sides are open and exposed.
Okay.
So they put up this, it was really actually pretty. It was very rustic. This sheet metal kind of, I don't know what you call it, but they put it up on the sides in case it was storming.
Precautions.
And the wind was blowing, that we could be protected somewhat.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the backup plan.
That's good.
So we're just riding around, and my dad wants to keep it on the Weather Channel. We're watching all that, and it just stalled out and wasn't moving, but it was up to Category 5. And so we go to the wedding. It was perfect. There was a breeze coming off the lake. It was not hot. I'm like, what is happening? This is crazy.
Yeah.
August 31st, outdoor wedding in Florida.
I was waiting for the Rantberry Instagram post, you know?
Yeah.
With the hair all messed up and looking all sweaty and like you were melting.
It's a little humid, so your hair kind of... My hair kind of curled a little. I thought it looked actually pretty nice.
Yeah, you look good.
So the wedding was great. You know, everybody keeps commenting and believing. My niece has heard it enough. No more need to comment how young they look. They know. They're 22.
Wow.
My brother and his wife got married, I think, the same exact age. My parents got married. They're all still married. 22 is young, but that's what they want. And they don't need to hear it anymore. Thank you.
And nobody's pregnant or anything.
Is everyone commenting that?
Yeah, right.
Everybody. I went out with my niece to go do some last-minute wedding things. And she's like, you know, I'm looking for the perfect perfume for my wedding. You're getting married? You're so young.
That's the last thing they want to hear, right?
You could see the fire. I was like, I know. Just sell me the perfume. Like, it's enough. So anyway, at the reception, I found out my new nephew is a breakdancer.
He's a B-boy.
What?
He's a breakdancer.
Yeah.
His best man during his speech, I didn't know this, he was giving a speech and he was saying how they grew up dancing together and all this stuff. I'm like,
oh. So not like for a living?
No, just for fun.
Yeah.
So he
cool guys at the party.
He and his, like, Damien and his two friends are breakdancers. The next thing I know, a circle is formed.
Oh!
They're out there breakdancing and throwing themselves on the concrete.
Nice!
It was a lot of fun. I'm thinking, my niece is going to have some fun with this one because you know what they say about boys that can dance.
Of course. As a dancer myself.
As a break dancer.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. What's his B-boy name?
I didn't ask. I'll find out. But anyway, they left the next morning. They had an early flight. He was raised by a single mom and his grandmother. Father not involved in the life, and she wanted to do something really special. Big Al, you would have loved Mama. She's single, and she is like J-Lo.
Oh, really?
Whoa.
I'll show you a picture.
Okay.
All right.
Should have been my date. Anyway, she got them a cruise to Italy and Greece.
Wow.
Oh, she got money.
She's like, I've got one son, and I want him to have a honeymoon of a lifetime.
I like this lady already.
They all went off on their honeymoon. And by the way, I told my husband, Alan, they had sparklers at their wedding. Alan wouldn't let me have sparklers at my wedding because of part-time Justin.
What?
Really? Part-time Justin is the sparkler.
Why?
He said, because part-time Justin will burn someone and children will be there.
Coincide with Alan on that.
And it was beautiful and nobody got burned. That night, my father said, we're not returning this rental car with an empty tank of gas because I'm not paying that money. So I said, well, Daddy, I'll go with you to look to find gas.
Daddy,
at 11:30 at night, all the gas stations we've been passing that day, garbage bags over the handles.
Yeah.
We went to the first one 3 miles down the road. There was no line. All the pumps had plenty of gas. It was a miracle.
You prayed on it.
It was a miracle. And the next day we left, everything was absolutely fine. So, I mean, we still keeping track of a hurricane, and it's looking bad because now it's slowly starting to make its turn to the U.S., but Yeah. We had nothing to worry about.
I'm glad the wedding went well. And now they're off to their honeymoon and with her B-boy husband.
Yeah, I need to figure out.
And Big Al needs
to set up. If I hooked up with your
niece's mom.
Would that make us related in some kind of way?
Like,
some kind of cousin.
In a way, you are.
I don't know. Like
third or fourth cousins,
right? I'm going to get in that family one way or the other.
Yeah, you'll be a Raspberry before you know it, Big Al Mac.
Oh, absolutely.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Happy Tuesday, Kid Nation.
Yay.
Yeah, I know. If you had the day off yesterday for Labor Day, you're like, oh, yeah, it is Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
Well, rent.
Yeah, pay that rent. I definitely forgot. Thank you, Jennifer, for reminding me.
Oh.
Good times. Real quick, from the Institute for Family Studies, between the ages of 28 and 32 are the best ages to get married.
Oh.
So if you wait till wed until then, it reduces the odds of divorce, according to researchers at the University of Utah. However, once you're older than 32, those odds start to fall apart.
Oh.
Yeah, they start falling every year after that.
I think I was 32, something like that.
Yeah, there you go. So, but before you get married, you do have to date. You know, you have to go on a few dates with a person to make sure that they're the right person for you.
Just a few.
Justin, you went on a date this weekend, first date.
Yes, I did. It was Labor Day weekend, and I was enjoying it, you know, wearing my white shirt after Labor Day, too, you know. So I had a date. We met on this dating app called Scruff, which is a gay dating app. And so we decided to meet up at a bar.
Uh-huh.
We showed up. We're talking. We're having good conversation.
First impression good?
Yeah.
Smell good?
Yes. Smelling great. Freshly shaved.
Clean.
Neck.
Looks nice.
Yes.
Oh, good.
Good cologne, the Versace. Okay. And
how tall are we talking here?
Same height.
Same as you.
Which is great.
Same Z. All right.
It's hard to date someone shorter than you sometimes.
Is it? Okay.
I want to feel little.
It's so true. I want to feel little.
And he's buying me drinks. I'm buying him drinks. We're just having a great conversation. And then he goes, hey, I just got a text from my friends. They're at a bar down the street. Do you want to come hang out? I'm like, he wants to introduce me to his friends?
That's a big deal because I bet you they planned that, right? Because that could
probably
be his
something.
Out.
It could be his out.
Or you're so cool, I want to take him along.
Yeah, like trying to unload you.
That's a good move.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What's up? All right. I was like, dope. So we go to this bar. There's his friends. Great time. We're singing to the music. We're drinking.
It
having
sounds
a
like
good
a good
time.
First date.
Yeah. I know. He's having conversation with me. It's just so good. And then I was like, I'm going to go to the restroom. And he's like, cool. So I go to the restroom. I come back. He is nowhere to be found.
Uh-oh.
And any of his friends.
Oh. No.
And I'm like, what?
Ghost.
No.
Ghosted you.
Oh, and then, super ghosted.
A group ghost?
I know.
No way.
By myself.
Group ghost.
And I get a text message from him, and he goes, hey, we're walking to the bar across the street. Come over.
First
of all, that's rude to leave you in the bathroom.
That's what I'm thinking.
How long were you in the bathroom?
I would a quick second. Okay. A quick second.
So just
they
quick
dip.
Second is
they dip,
5 minutes.
Dip.
It was a number one. Didn't have to wash the hands. You know, that's just how.
Oh,
Come on.
That was crucial to the story.
That is a big first date foul to leave your date.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Okay,
but
so
I'm
he
also
said.
Like, we just met. We met on this dating app. Why am I going to get all my feelings hurt from like one little thing? You know, we've been drinking. Things happen. You're
just
with your friends.
Just a slight oversight.
Yes. I'm like, maybe a red flag. I don't know.
And they all close their tabs that quick?
I guess so. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'll be on my way after I down this Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, you don't want to waste that money.
Oh, God.
So now I'm walking on the crosswalk, and at the end of the crosswalk, there is an ambulance truck. Oh. And inside the ambulance truck is my date.
What?
Is my date. I just saw him like not 2 minutes ago. And I look at the and then his friends are right there on the corner. They're like, hey, it was an accident. You don't need to worry. It's all good. And I look at him and I'm like, I was like, do I go with you?
What happened?
I was like, are you okay? And he goes, yeah, I broke my arm. I was like, what?
He wanted to get out of that date bad.
And he's holding his left arm. It's all swollen, fat. He's just like in the gurney, just very upset and
Justin
sad.
Took a picture of him outside
and
the ambulance.
On KTV is a picture of me behind the ambulance. And
I'm laughing or crying?
I'm laughing.
You're laughing.
It's a crazy story.
Kelly, go. So they have this plan. Hey, if this date goes bad, y'all be down the street.
It
I'll come down
so
there.
Bad.
Surely he won't come
to
down
hospital.
There.
Break
okay, when he goes to the bathroom, let's break across the street. Okay, if he comes across the street, call the ambulance.
That is crazy. So I'm like, what happened? And then right behind me, I go, oh my God, my God, my God, my God. And I was like, they're like, dude, you missed it. This guy ate it. He fell. It was insane. Like, the dude just, like, broke his arm. Now he's in the ambulance. And then, like,
so he just tripped running away from you? Karma.
I guess so.
That is karma.
Or he fell hard for you. I don't know. One of the two.
Oh my God. Ditches get snitches. That's what I learned.
Stitches.
What?
Ditches get stitches.
I messed it up. Ditchers get stitchers.
Ditches.
Yeah, whatever. I get your point.
But then, so the people behind me that just saw everything, he goes away in the ambulance truck, and then they're like, I was like, guys, that was my date. And they go, well, do you hang out with us? I was like, sure. So I ended up hanging out with them.
So none of his friends went with him?
No.
Terrible.
Well, and then I texted him the next day, or I texted him the next morning. He's fine. One of his friends came to visit him in the room, but I thought I was supposed to go. I don't think so.
Is there going
to
be a second date?
I don't think you should have gone with him, but one of his friends should have.
Somebody should have.
That's at the broken arm.
They had to follow in a car to go take him home from the hospital.
But they've been drinking.
Give the friends the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. So it was crazy. What do you do when your first date leaves in the ambulance?
So no second date, or?
We haven't made, you know, we're going to probably wait to that left arm heal.
So he was just walking and fell?
Just tripped.
He was running away from Justin.
Running away from me. Ah, it sucked.
Oh, man, Justin.
But that's okay, because I've got something bigger.
Something you've been working on, man.
Yes. Okay, so I was just walking my dog one time. It was hot outside. I was like, man, I could really use a spiked seltzer. And I was like, it's crazy how everybody at the pools are drinking Truly and White Claw. It's always a competition.
And we're divided, man.
We are divided. It's like Pepsi and Cola, Android and iPhone. Two other things, you know, that are in competition with each other. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I would love to make a song. And so I called my friend, Lardy freaking B. Lardy is so cool. She has that, I like that I'm fat. She's got YouTube videos. And she's got a great voice,
And how
too.
Do you know her?
She actually messaged us to do something for the show. It never happened, but me and her became friends. I started going to see her shows, and we started hanging out and chilling, and so we became really good friends. So I was like, hey, would you like to help me write a song? And she goes, yes, I'd be so dope. I was like, it's about Truly and White Claw. And then I called my friend Jesse Koo.
It's about alcoholic seltzers.
Yes, and how they're always at a party, and how they're always at the pool party. Uh-huh. And so my friend Jesse Koo made the beat, and then Lardy and I and all of us were in the studio writing down to the song, and then we finally finished it. Yo.
And it's ready? Artist?
Yeah.
Wait, are you doing it live or are you playing it?
No, here Jenna, it is. We got
Jenna,
it.
Jenna, we cannot do it live.
I know. I was really excited to see a disaster.
This is the final version of the song.
My date was a disaster, Jenna.
Are we going to find out what team you're on? Are you a Truly or White Claw?
See, the gays really love the Truly, and a lot of people like the White Claw. We did a taste test before we did the song. We all agreed that White Claw does taste the best.
I am a White Clawer.
But I mean, no hate for Truly, because I'll take a Truly anyways. But here's a song. It's called Seltzer Drippin'.
Part-time Justin. Marty B. Hot out here, we strippin'. We drinkin' Seltzer Drippin'. Hot girl, summer sizzle like bacon. Poppin' up in every mission. So hot out here, we strippin'. We drinkin' seltzer drippin'. Hot boy, summer sizzle like bacon. Pop, pop, got booty shaking. Sittin' here sippin' on Truly. Y'all know I'm so cool.
Is that you?
Yeah. About to take a dip in the poolie. I think I just saw some boobies. These booties looking juicy. They got me loosey-goosey. So hot like my jacuzzi. Got Truly in my koozie. So hot out here, we stripping. We drinking seltzer dripping. Hot girl, summer sizzle like bacon. Popping up in every mission. So hot out here, we stripping. We drinking seltzer dripping. Hot boy, summer sizzle like bacon. Pop, pop, got booty.
Shaking. The girls in the drinking White Claw. White Claw, no bra, no law. Down south, it be getting real hot. Yeet, can a sister get a haul? We brought Bud Light, hell nah. White Claw got more alcohol. Hands up,
hands up,
hands up, hands up, hands up, hands up. Roll call.
Raspberry,
blueberry,
wildberry,
blueberry,
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 That's good. That's good stuff.
That was pretty good.
That's good. That's really good.
Celebrate with the truly.
I thought you liked the White Claw more.
He's gay.
He's gay.
Come on.
Gay people like Truly.
They do.
I like Truly. My friends got Truly.
Justin, that was a good song, man.
That was good.
Like, Thank you. It is so good.
Did you send it to the brands?
Not yet.
No, not yet. Because I'm thinking about it's Truly and White Claw.
Yeah, so they probably don't want that.
They probably just want White Claw or Truly. I don't know, but...
Well, now you've got to do the music video.
I don't
video.
Know. I mean,
that's what we need.
Truly and Popeye.
Yes! We got to do a music video.
You got to do a video.
Oh, my God.
Well, pool season's almost over, so get in it.
Okay. All right. Ooh.
All right.
Jessica, Jenny, and oh, my gosh. Brandon, thank you guys so much for helping me with the song. You guys are so dope. We're going to do a music video.
Then we're going to put up the song at KidNation.com if we want to listen to it or whatever.
Sure will.
Okay. Song will be up at KidNation.com.
Delta dripping.
Video. For our new artist, PTJ in the house, and Lardy B coming up soon.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.